Masechta Shvi'is, Parak Hey, Mishnah Aleph. The fruit that grow during the Shemitah year have Kedusha, are holy, and they need to be treated properly. They have all the halachas that pertain to them. Not only fruit that are harvested during Shemitah, but also fruit that began growing on the Shemitah year and only ripened later after the Shemitah year. So the Mishnah gives some examples of fruit that have a delayed ripening. Mishnah Aleph. B'nais Shuach, this is the name of a fruit, B'nais Shuach, the Rav says it's Te'enim Levenis, a certain type of white fig, that their growing process was very long. It took them 3 years to develop. So the B'nais Shuach, Shvi'a Shalahem, their Shemitah, the crop that you harvest, that you have to treat with the Shemitah Halachas, is Shni'ah, is going to be the second year of the Shemitah cycle, which is the Shemitah year, and then the next year, and then the year after that, so it's 2 years into the next cycle, the fruits that are ripening in that time, you have to treat them with the halachas of Shemitah. Shehein eisayis l'shalosh shanim, because they grow for up to 3 years. And the ones that are ripening on the 2 years into the Shemitah cycle were the ones that started growing during the previous Shemitah year. Rabbi Yehuda says, ha-parsayis. Also, parsayis, which is another fruit, the Rav says this is a different species of figs. They also, shvi'a shalahen is matzi shvi'as. The crop that you're going to treat with as Shemitah crop, for them, is going to be matzi shvi'as. It's going to be the year following Shemitah. Shehein eisayis l'shtei shanim, because they grow for 2 years. And so the ones growing the year after Shemitah are the ones that started growing the beginning of the year before that. Amru Lai, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda, Lai Amru El B'nai Shuach. It was only said, only regarding the B'nai Shuach was it said that there's a delayed, a significant delay like this, that the Shemitah for the crop is going to be years after the Shemitah, but not regarding the Parsais. The Chachamim held that the majority of the Parsais figs did ripen during the Shemitah year, and so they disagreed with Rabbi Yehuda that the Parsais only the following year had Shemitah Kedusha, and they held that the B'nai Shuach is the only exception. Mishnah Beis. The next several Mishnayos are going to discuss a vegetable called the Luf, which the Rav says was a type of onion, and after it was already harvested, it would be buried underground to store and preserve these onions. And it was a problem regarding Shemitah. Putting them underground, it resembles planting, and so only under certain circumstances was it allowed to store these luf onions underground without having a problem of planting during the Shemitah year. So the Mishnah says, Hataymanas aluf b'shvius, someone who's burying the luf, these onions, during the Shemitah year, Rameir says, and he has a list of requirements, what he has to do that it shouldn't give the appearance of planting. First of all, la'yifres misasayim. He can't bury less than 2 sa, so it's a significant amount of onions that are going to be put all together in one storage place. 2 sa need to be buried together. Agreva shleisha tvachim, and he has to pile them up high, at least a height of 3 tvachim of these onions. And a third requirement, v'tefach achar al gabav, he needs to put a full tefach of dirt on top of it. When you're planting, you only put a thin layer of dirt on top. But here, he needed to put a full tefach of dirt on top to show that it was not for planting, it was for storage. And there was many onions clustered all together in one spot. So it was for storage, as opposed to planting, where he would scatter them out. The Chachamim differed on Remeir, and they give their own list of requirements. First of all, La'yifches me'arbas kavim. He has to bury no less than 4 kav. So that's twice the amount he has to put together in one storage area. Agreva tefach, the height only needs to be piled up to 1 tefach, as opposed to the 3 tefachim of Remeir. The third requirement, v'tefach afar al gavav, he needs to put a tefach of dirt on top. This is the same as Remeir. V'toymnei b'makim drisas ha'adam, this is the fourth requirement that the Chachamim added on. V'toymnei, he needs to bury it b'makim drisas ha'adam in a place where there's people that are walking over there, and this is to prevent any of the onions from sprouting. There's constantly people stepping on the dirt above it, preventing anything from sprouting and growing.